For only the fifth time in team history, the Milwaukee Brewers are going to the playoffs. They clinched at least a wild card berth with their 2-1 win over the St. Louis Cardinals on Wednesday. Now, on the final weekend of the regular season, the Brewers find themselves a game behind the Chicago Cubs in the National League Central. Meanwhile, outfielder Christian Yelich continues to make his case for league MVP. He leads the National League in batting average, and he's near the top in home runs and runs batted in. Tom Hodricourt is the Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Well, let's look at what the Brewers have going on right now. They're in the playoffs for sure. Their mission, though, is to win the division. What is standing between them and first place now?
Chicago Cubs. It's a pretty big obstacle. Pretty big obstacle. They've won the division for a few years in a row now, and they had a big win Thursday night over Pittsburgh while the Brewers were off and probably hungover from their party Wednesday night in St. Louis. By beating Pittsburgh, that moves the Cubs one game ahead of the Brewers with three to play. So, one game ahead with three to play, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it sort of is. And as an example, if the Cubs go 2-1, against the Cardinals this week, and the Brewers would have to go 3-0 against Detroit just to tie them. And if there's a tie, there'll be a one-game playoff Monday in Wrigley Field. So I'd say it's probably more likely to be a one-game playoff than an outright championship by the Brewers.
And now let's look at what each team is up against. The Brewers are up against the Detroit Tigers, my original hometown team, not looking so great this year. I know any given Sunday or Friday or Monday, whenever the game is, anybody can win. But the Brewers should have the edge, right?
Yeah, they should. I mean, the Tigers, as you just noted, are having a rough year. And so you can't imagine that the Brewers would not be favored when they play them. Now, as you said, the any given day thing, that's never more true in any sport than it is in baseball. Because it depends on what the pitchers do that night. You know, there's an old saying in baseball that momentum starts and ends 60 feet, 6 inches from home plate, and that's where the mound is located. So the hottest team in the world can be cooled off by a pitcher having a good night and vice versa. So, interestingly enough, the first matchup Friday night is Wisconsin native Jordan Zimmermann. Now, he wouldn't come back to his home state and ruin the home state's team's playoff chances, would he? He wouldn't do something as dastardly as that.
I can't imagine, no. Okay, now that's who the Brewers are up against. They should be favorites there, as you said. The Cubs are hosting, I understand, the Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals still have something to fight for, right?
Exactly. They're still in the wild card hunt. Yeah, the Brewers, in a period of about, an hour Wednesday night, went from the theme of beat the Cardinals to go Cardinals go. they're big fans of the St. Louis Cardinals this weekend. It'd be interesting if, while they root for the Cardinals to beat the Cubs, that they ended up having to play the Cardinals in the wild card game because of that. So there's still, the National League is still kind of crazy right now. It's hard to imagine in a 162-game season to get to the final weekend and have so much unsettled. But right now, all we know is that the Atlanta Braves have won the East Division and are waiting to see who they might play, and that the Cubs and the Brewers are in. But are they in the wild card or are they in the division championship? So it's very interesting. Everybody always says, 162 games, every game, there's too many games. Some of those games don't mean anything. Well, here we are, right down to the end again. Last year the Brewers were eliminated from the wild card race on the next to last day of the season. So they know how far a season can go as far as being in or out. And it's going to be a very interesting weekend in the National League.
All right, so what's the worst the Brewers can do as far as playoff matchups go, assuming they don't take first place?
Yeah, well, we know that they're going to host the wild card. They've got a good enough record already so that nobody can take that away from them. And that game will be Tuesday night, and it would be 7 o'clock at Miller Park. The three teams that they could possibly play would be the Cardinals, the Dodgers, or the Rockies. depending on who wins the NL West between the Dodgers and the Rockies. And right now the Rockies are a game up. So who knows who's the best or most desirable opponent. In a one-game winner-take-all, you know, you can run up against a hot pitcher and get eliminated no matter how good your team is. And here's an example. The Pittsburgh Pirates hosted the wild card game 3 straight years. They won it the first year in advance, but the second year they ran into Madison Bumgarner of the Giants, who shut them out. And then the next year they ran into Jake Arrieta of the Cubs, who shut them out. And the Giants and the Cubs both went on to win the World Series those years. So you see where I'm going with this. You know, if winner take all, if the other team's pitcher is on his game, you can get eliminated. In a 5-game series or a 7-game series, you can absorb a loss like that and still move forward. But not winner take all. So it just depends who the Brewers play and what pitcher they have available that night. With these teams still pushing to get into the playoffs to the very end, it's not like they can save pitchers, you know. Over in the American League, where, you know, Cleveland and Boston and Houston have seemingly had the divisions won since July the 4th, they've been able to rest guys, line their pitching up exactly the way they want it, so on and so forth. But the National League teams just don't have that luxury.
Talking to Tom Hodricard from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about the Brewers' run for first place and their playoff prospects. I want to talk a little more about maybe an open question at the end of the season. The MVP, a lot of talk about Christian Yelich, or maybe there isn't suspense. He's a lock? I don't know.
Well, Rob, I wouldn't say he's a lock, but I like where he's sitting. Now, you go down 90 miles to our south and talk to folks in Chicago, you're going to hear a whole lot of Javi Baez chatter. And they'll tell you that he's the MVP because he's the best player on the best team. Right now, they are a game ahead of the Brewers. So, technically, they are the best team now. But the Brewers are right there with them. You know, it's so many good candidates in the NL MVP race this year. Some years, you just don't have a whole lot of people you like. This year you've got, you know, the Brewers alone have 3 guys worth considering in Yelich, Kane, and Aguilar. But Yelich more so than the other two, probably. The Cubs have Javi Baez. Atlanta has Freddie Freeman. Colorado's got a couple of guys, Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado. And it just goes on and on. So St. Louis, Matt Carpenter's kind of kept them in it single-handedly. So, but I think Yelich has a very good chance. He has had a tremendous season, a second half of the ages since the All-Star break. It's hard to be hot for 3 months, but he's been hot for 3 months. So he's only got 3 more days to carry it through now. You know, all you need to know about what Christian Yelich has been doing to other teams is Wednesday night the Cardinals decide to walk him 5 times. And I'm telling you, I think he only.
That's a guy you don't want to pitch at.
I mean, they weren't just like nibbling. They were throwing way out of the strike zone. You know, that's called the Barry Bonds treatment. When Barry Bonds got so you could not get him out, and you were worried he might hit a home run in every bat, they just started walking him. And he accumulated some incredible record walk total. Well, that's definitely what the Cardinals did to Yelich. It makes me wonder if now that's what the treatment he's going to get, you know, for the rest of the season and into the postseason. The Tigers are out of the playoffs, so maybe they'll just pitch to him. But the Cardinals wanted no part of him Wednesday night. Now, that's where your teammates come in, though, because Travis Shaw did drive him in twice, and they won 2-1. So 2 of the 5 times he got on base, he scored, and that proved enough to win. So if they're going to do that, that's when your teammates have to take over.
And, Tom, I've seen you write a couple times that, and this game you were just talking about was an example. The Brewers, this hasn't been easy. They've had to work to be where they are and grind out some of these games.
They have. We have not seen many routes. You know, they tend to win by close scores and lose by close scores, and that's why their bullpen has been so important, and it's why they've been so successful too, because their bullpen has been really good. And no team uses their bullpen more than the Milwaukee Brewers do. Craig Counsell routinely pulls his starting pitchers out in the 4th and 5th innings and goes right to the bullpen. So that's how he, you know, it's the strength of their team. So his viewpoint is, let's get to the strength of the team, you know, and so that's kind of how they operate. And it's a little unusual, you know. They haven't had a complete game all year. They only had one last year, but they believe in getting to the bullpen, you know, depending on who's available on any given night.
Well, I love
you
this.
You can bet if they play. Yeah, I was going to say, you can bet if they play in the wild card game, winner take all, that bullpen might come in the second inning if he needs to, you know.
Well, they came in on the first pitch in one game. You wrote, Monday?
Yeah.
They played nine pitchers. They started a reliever who pitched to exactly one batter. Kind of a weird strategy here.
Yeah, it was a very interesting strategy. They decided they were going to use rookie Freddy Peralta in that game, and they wanted Matt Carpenter, such a force for the Cardinals, and he's their only left-handed batter sometimes, depending on what lineup they use. And so they used the lefty, Dan Jennings, to get him out and then brought Freddy Peralta in. He was already warming up and ready to go. The thinking there was, let's limit the number of times Peralta has to face Matt Carpenter, Peralta being a right-handed pitcher. And sure enough, the one time he did face him, Carpenter doubled in a run. So that shows you right there that it was wise to limit the exposure to him, and then I think they got lefties to get him out the rest of the night. So, this team will definitely think out of the box, you know, and the game's way different than it used to be when starting pitchers would go like seven or eight innings and then the bullpen would kind of finish up. Now, you know, like we were just talking about earlier, that the bullpen's likely to pitch more than half the game some nights.
All right, so the Brewers in the chase. They've never won a World Series. They got there in 1982, lost in Game 7 to the Cardinals again, actually, there. Could this be their year?
Well, once you get in the tournament, anything's possible. I mean, those American League teams look pretty daunting, but they might, you know, they might just demolish each other getting to the World Series, you know. This is going to be a bloodbath over there with all those 100-win teams in the American League. And right now, probably any of those teams would be favored over any National League team in the World Series. But that's why you play the game, you know. Some of the wild card teams have won the World Series in recent years. So you get in the tournament and you take your chances. They only let 10 teams in, you know, the fewest number of teams of any sport get in the postseason. In baseball, only a third of the teams get in, 10 of the 30. So there's 20 teams that's going to be going home Sunday night for the rest of the year. 10 are going to advance. Those are the 10 you want to be a part of.
All right, a lot to watch out for, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me on.
Tom Hodgecourt is the Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel. We talked with him about the various playoff scenarios for the Brewers as they head into the final weekend of the regular season.